It's great once again to be together. Of course, it's the second Sunday of Lent, and I see you haven't given up church for Lent. That's excellent. Very good. Some people do, and then they never make it back. Right? But we'll be praying for those people because they just might make it back, which would be great. I want to keep going in the direction that we have been going in over the past few, well, actually 1 week. So this will be the second week we're going in that direction. Although we're always going in the direction of God. And if we're not, he comes and gets us and brings us back into that direction. But I want to keep going in what we were looking at because it's of the utmost importance. It means everything for our lives, what we're talking about. And last week we just started looking at what is God's purpose for a local congregation. And you may recall we said that it is to be a foretaste of what God desires for all of humanity. That's the purpose of St. Francis, you might say, in general terms. To be a foretaste of what God desires for all of humanity. And a shorthand way of saying that, which might be a little more memorable, is this. The local congregation is to be a sign, a foretaste, and an instrument of the kingdom of God. And that's what we are gathered here to do today, to take another step into that, to be equipped for that, to celebrate that together, and then to be released into it as we go. And in fact, that's what the Book of Common Prayer says is our purpose, which is to for every Christian to work, pray, and give for the extension of the kingdom of God. That's our underlying purpose. And the mission that fulfills that purpose is to make disciples. All of that is what Jesus intended. It's what is the motivation, you might say, of the local congregation, which is us. We also saw last week that one way you get into that purpose, that a congregation becomes that sign and foretaste and instrument of the kingdom of God, is by just seeing how Jesus made each and every one of us. And we saw that there is, in fact, in each life, a thread that begins from the beginning of your life, flowing all the way through your childhood, right up till now, into the present and on into the future. And that thread is the same everywhere. And as you look back, you begin to see what that thread is. And what Paul has done in the scriptures is to identify that thread in one of five general giftings. And last week, we looked at one of them, apostolic. Today, we'll be looking at prophetic. And in the next few weeks, we're looking at evangelistic and pastoral and teaching. Each one of us has a gifting or a thread in one of those areas. And that's what always motivates you. And last week, we saw that apostolically gifted people will have a motivation to start new things. We also saw that they have a tendency to not finish new things when they've started them. One of the ways you can pick them out. We've also saw that apostolically gifted people will have a tendency to want to release the dreams of people around them. They'll want to know, what is it that you really like? And how do we get to do that? And I'd love to see you do that. And when are you going to do it? Maybe I can come. All of that is a sign of being apostolically motivated. There's also when an apostolic person starts getting into leadership in a local church, that a discipleship culture really takes root, really deepens in that congregation, because that's part of the apostolic gifting that goes on. And it's in that way that an apostolically gifted person will begin contributing and forming the life of a congregation so that it becomes more and more all the time a sign, a foretaste, and an instrument of the kingdom of God. And we'll see that that's the case with each of these gifting areas. And that as you begin to recognize which one you are in, this congregation will more intentionally become that sign and that foretaste and that instrument of the kingdom of God. That's how that works. And this is part of the way Jesus created you, by sharing that with you. It's the gifts of Christ that you receive. And as you receive those gifts of Christ, what you're doing is sharing a portion of his ministry, of his work in the world, which is what he releases you into. It's part of your general purpose. So that's what we have seen so far. And we're just going to take that one step further with what is the prophetic. And because there are prophetically gifted people, just as there are apostolically gifted people. And those prophetically gifted people have a specific kind of motivation that goes on in their life. It's part of what motivated Christ and part of what he shares with people, some people, as at their creation, and keeps, you know, prompting them in that direction. And we see that today in the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus, which is quite significant. There's an awful lot in there. And what we see in John chapter 3 with Nicodemus is one description of the Spirit of God. And that description of the Spirit of God is that he's like the wind. Blows wherever he wants to blow. You don't see where he's coming from. You don't see where he's going. But there it is. And that really begins to describe some of what prophetic ministry is. And some of you may find that this happens in your life. Wherever you go, this is what's happening. You don't know why, and you make people uncomfortable or whatever it may be. Not intentionally, like some people do, but just it's the way things happen, and there they are. What happens with the wind, as we see from time to time, is that it uncovers things. Just blows the top off, and you can see what's underneath. Or blows things away, and you can see what's hiding under there. And quite often, we see that that can be uncomfortable, as well as welcome. So that's what we want to unpack a little bit today. And we see Jesus talking to Nicodemus in a prophetic manner. And what he's doing is he's uncovering what's going on in Nicodemus' life, what kind of man Nicodemus is. And he's uncovering things that are there hidden, you might say, within Nicodemus' soul, but have yet to come forward. And that is a primary, rich, essential ministry of the Spirit of God. One of the ways that we can encourage one another is by really bringing out the gifts each other has that have yet to be released into the world. That's one of the ways a congregation becomes a sign and a foretaste and an instrument of the kingdom of God. In fact, each of us probably has something that's very important to us. We might not even recognize it at this point, and it needs to be released. It's why you were created. One of the questions that's almost always on my mind about you and other people is, what are the gifts you have that have yet to be released into the world? Now, if I ask somebody, just come right out and ask somebody that, hey, what are the gifts you have that are to be released in the world? They usually say, well, I don't know. I'm good with numbers. You know, something. Yeah. That's a difficult question to answer. And it really, the answer comes in relationship with one another. It comes through what each other shares and the way we move ahead in Jesus together. And that's what we see with Jesus and Nicodemus. And as you see what's happening with Nicodemus, Jesus is instigating, and he's also building. He's establishing and building. And as you know, when you build something, it can be uncomfortable. When we were renovating this building, a little uncomfortable. When you break ground, it can be uncomfortable. When you get things established and set up, it could then... things begin to feel a little more solid. And we see that happening with Nicodemus. Jesus is drawing things out and then establishing him more in the way that he would go. And that building and establishing, that prompting and then peacefulness, if we spoke Hebrew, we would call that shalom. It's a wider idea than peace. But peace is what, you know, that's the English equivalent of that. Very important for us. Very important for us. Here at St. Francis. Because every single Sunday and a whole lot of other times, together, out loud, in a loud voice, we pray, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. What does that mean? One of the things it means is that this congregation as a whole in this community will be taking the cover off of things and seeing what's under there. Drawing it out. Drawing out some of the rich, wonderful, excellent assets of this community that God has already planted here. That's things that we'll be doing. And that can be a little uncomfortable as it goes on, as well as establishing that sense of shalom, that wide sense of peace is what we would do. As you pray, for example, for your neighbors, you begin to probably see things that God has placed in that set of neighbors, that neighborhood or area or where you work or where you used to work or whatever. You begin to see things in there. The cover comes off and what God has planted there starts coming out. Now, there are three levels of how this works among us. And that's what I want to unpack just for the next couple of minutes before we come to the table. And the first level in which we experience this, in which you may have actually felt this going on from time to time, is that the wind starts blowing when we start directly praising God. And things may start happening within your soul when we're singing directly to God as we were. And maybe even a few of you this morning as we were singing, Blessed Be Your Name, directly addressing God, telling Him how absolutely excellent He is in every way. Then a wind may have started in your soul and things may have started bubbling up to your consciousness that when they first get there, you're thinking, well, what's that got to do with God? See, what happens, a congregation that praises will raise up questions from its praising so that God can provide answers. So if you're praising this morning and there's a tenderness or a woundedness that comes up from your soul, that is the Spirit of God drawing that up, bringing it closer to the surface, so that the Spirit of God can actually heal that, take care of that, provide something for it, for you to go. It's uncovering things so that you can be more firmly established in the faith. Jesus is enthroned on the praises of his people. We'll see that on Good Friday, Psalm 22, other places. He's enthroned on the praises of his people. When you're praising him, you're making that throne and inviting him to rule over every area of your life. So that's the first level of the prophetic that goes on. In community, together, as a fellowship, we also step into that together. And a huge part of what we're able to do together is to encourage one another and build one another up, which Paul writes in Corinthians is the purpose of prophetic ministry. So the way that you would encourage one another and build one another up is by actually calling forth the gifting that's within each other. Uncovering it. You know, encouraging people when they see it. Which we do extremely well, I think. In a number of ways. Just sharing with each other about each other. Well, you know, so-and-so over here, what they do when they do that, man, that's incredible. Did you see how they did that? Goes on all the time. What God intends for that level of interaction is for our gifting to be drawn out and placed in, you know, woven together with the other gifts in this congregation so that together we equip each other for the work of ministry. Now, that sounds great. I know it's hard to picture. And as we go along, we'll see more and more of that. One of the things I'm asking you to do is to actually change your mind about something. And some of you have been doing that because, you know, you're just wonderful people. You're very agreeable to do this. But it can, underneath, start feeling uncomfortable. And what I'm asking you to change your mind about is this. It's not that we get a mission statement, find the priest who can actually come up with a plan to do that and plug each other in. Or build, not that we get a leader or a vestry to build the church. Okay? What I'm asking you to move to is that Jesus builds the church. And Jesus builds the church through the giftings he has given you. If you have an apostolic gifting and motivation and you begin to recognize it, that is how Jesus will build the church through you. If you have a prophetic motivation, that's how Jesus will build the church through you. And as you relate and go with and encourage others and their giftings, it is through those giftings, that's how Jesus builds the church through each other. He builds it. Now, let me just answer one other question about that, and then I'm going to move on to that third level of prophetic ministry. The question then comes up, well, okay, John, that sounds great. Then what's your job? I thought some of you were thinking that. So my job is to create the atmosphere, the platform for that to happen. It's to relate to you in such a way that maybe no one else in your life has ever related to you. And that is to say, we all want to see what Jesus has given you. And we want you to shine with that. It doesn't matter to me who told you previously in your life that you couldn't do it, or you didn't know what you were talking about, or you weren't able. It doesn't matter to me. If Jesus gave it to you, I want to see it. And I want to see it in such a way that everybody else can see it, because that's the way he builds his church. I'll tell you a whole lot more about that as we go along. It's my favorite subject. It's the thing that's always on my mind. It's how do we bring those out, what Jesus gave us. And that brings me to that third level, which is our relationship to the surrounding community. And what we do is release the wind, as you will, to uncover the tremendous things God has placed in this area. See, praying for the businesses like we do every week and meeting some and encouraging them and so forth is not so much only for the economy to be built up. I am all for that. The stronger the economy, the happier I am, as well as you, I know. However, that is not the end of it. We pray for the businesses around so that every dream, every gift, every talent, every strength, and every asset God has placed in this immediate area can come forward, can grow, can prosper, can be woven together, and we can see a community with such abundance like we can barely imagine today start coming forward. That's a prophetic relationship to the community. And it's not only every business, every club, every circle of friends, every team, every school, anything. And my own personal preference with that, if it's between the cracks, I want to bring it out. Because Jesus loves between the cracks too. I want for you and I together to see what is in God's heart and mind for this community, as well as this church, as well as every individual in this place. And only Jesus can build that. And it takes Him to build it. It's us following Him together that opens that up. So while I'm being completely transparent, just let me underline it with this. What's that going to look like? I don't have any idea. And if we get some of it, you know, in a few months, what it'll look like after that, I still don't have any idea. Because the wind blows wherever it wills, and we don't know where it comes from, and we don't know where it's going. But just like the Irish saints before us, like Patrick and all those that we're going to look at tomorrow, they would go out into the Irish Sea, put up the sail, and go wherever the wind took them. That's us. That's our heritage. It's our calling. So my question to you today is this. What's God telling you about that? Are you prophetic in any way? Does this resonate with you deeper than a lot of other things that you've heard? You may have a prophetic gifting and motivation. If not, we've got those four others. One of them's for you. If it's not a prophetic motivation that you have, you begin learning from others who have a prophetic motivation what it is to enter into prophetic ministry, what it is to put your sail up and let the wind take you. All right, will you think about that for a while? Would you pray about that and ask God, okay, what do you want from me about that? Would you ask Him that this week? I mean, it's Lent. It'd be great if you did that, I think. Let it roll around, because the first response is usually legalistic, which is, how am I going to do that? God will tell you. Let it sink in. All right, let's stand. Lord Jesus, we do thank You and we do praise You that everything You desire You are releasing, and we ask that You would let the wind blow over us. You let the ones with prophetic ministry among us rise up. That You would weave the kind of ministry You desire among us for the glory of Your name. Amen.